This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is the BBC.
This is the Finger Licking, Lip Smacking, Cooking with Paula podcast from The John Toll Show on BBC Radio Ulster.
Crispy Parma ham and...
Yeah.
Griddled pears. We're doing two parts. So we're doing the parma ham first.
Do the parma ham first,
and then we're doing the smoked salmon afterwards.
Yeah. So parma ham. These are two very quite light starters, and I think that's the key, John, isn't it? I remember, you know, when I was growing up, you'd had melon, and then you'd had soup and wheaten bread, and then you did a turkey. And by the time you had the soup and the wheaten bread, that would have been it. You were done.
Yeah.
You know, so nice something. So parma ham, lovely. So if you can hear it here, it's nice. And I've just put into the pan and just really brushed the pan with a wee bit of oil. And it's lovely and crisp here now. So I'm going to take that out of the pan and then just put in pears, John, if you can hear them there. So what I've done is I've just peeled them, cored them, cut them in half, and then just cut each calf into. So you've got about eight wee bits from a pear.
Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter, because if you're grilling them, it doesn't matter if they're a wee bit firmer than usual.
These are a wee bit firmer, and this is a good way of... somebody said to you as well, if you put your pears into a paper bag, a brown paper bag, it helps ripen them. And another thing is to put them in the fruit bowl beside a banana.
Right.
And apparently the banana gets them going. So there you are. So that's those pears, yes, and they are a wee bit hard, John, so that's all right, but this will soften them up lovely. So those are griddling away. And then the salad to go on the side of this, so we've got our pears, we've got our parma ham, is celery. And I know people are funny about celery, aren't they?
Some people. No, I like it, but I've worked with two producers who one hated it and one had a fear of it.
Every time I could prep celery, I think about him, because it was like a phobia.
Hi, Stan, if you're listening today. Yeah, absolutely. It really wasn't a fan. I think teeth of the devil was how you referred to it at one stage.
That was it.
That's right.
Yeah, so all you do, you know those wee speed peelers, just peel the celery to get that, you know, that stalky bit on the outside of it?
Yeah.
So just peel that off. Don't throw that out, John. Leave that for your gravy, or put it in the freezer and use it for things like that. So just peel the celery into ribbons.
Mm-hmm.
They're nice and fine, right? Because I think some of it is quite crunchy, but this will make them more palatable. And then just make a dressing with mustard, vinegar, a bit of honey and oil. Mix that all up and then toss your celery into it. So I've got it here. And I put in some blue cheese as well. You don't have to put the blue cheese in, but it kind of seasons it. If you're not using the cheese, John, don't leave it. Maybe check the seasoning, salt and pepper.
Okay.
But I find that this, especially if you're using a Stilton that's quite salty, that'll season up for you. And then a few bits of chopped toasted walnuts. Mix it all together. If you could leave that maybe for half an hour, even at room temperature, and just that'll...
It'll soak in.
It will, and the vinegar will sort of marinate the celery, and it's really lovely, and it's very easy to eat. And then keep a couple of your toasted walnuts back. So I've got my wee pears here now. So they're nearly ready, John. They're actually quite they're very nicely marked, and they smell, you know. And the other thing to do, John, is once you've taken, when you've cooked your Parma ham, don't clean out the pan or anything, just put the pears into it, and they'll take up that lovely saltiness as well. So you get these sweet, salty pears that have that flavour of Parma ham.
So you have the crispy ham, the salty ham, the sweet pears, the kind of crunch of the celery, and then the vinegar and honey, and then the crunchy nuts if you want the nuts as well.
That's
and the blue cheese is that wee bit of salt as well too.
That's it. And just put it, just arrange a nice wee pile of the salad on the plate, and then just the pears and the Parma ham sort of interwoven between each other. And then if you keep a wee toasted walnut back, and then just finely grate that all over the thing, it looks nice.
Class.
And the other thing's nice, John, if you have a few wee celery leaves. And celery leaves are lovely. They're something that people throw out, but I think they're brilliant. You know, they taste really, really nice.
Yeah.
And they're just nice wee garnish, but also just see if you've gone out and buying a bag of leaves.
We've done the Parma ham and the griddled pears with shaved celery and blue cheese and walnut salad, and now it's a wee bit of smoked salmon.
Yes, and just really, this is a nice simple one. You can make everything beforehand, John, and smoked salmon's lovely and on Christmas Day. And but the pickled radish is just pretty much radishes, and all I did was cut them in half and then cut each half into wedges, or you could slice them. A bit of finely sliced shallot, and then the pickling liquor is just some vinegar, equal parts vinegar, water, and sugar, a bit of sugar and salt to taste, and then just put your radishes in it. It changes radishes completely and makes them beautifully pink as well.
See, I didn't ever think of doing anything with it. I always think of just chopping up, like cut them really thin and put them in a salad the odd time.
Yeah.
But
no, I love radishes. I love radishes. They're actually nice hot as well. You know, if you cook them in butter, they're beautiful. They're like, you know, they've just got that nice sort of, you know, like wee white turnipy thing going. Mm-hmm. But that's, and then just, so leave that, John. You can make that up beforehand. You know, that could be done. And then just a quick dressing, and that's a raw beetroot. Just peel it and coarsely grate it. An apple. Just coarsely grate it. You know, I normally just put the apple, like a red eaten apple, skin and all. Grate it until you get to the core, and then move around the apple a bit.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of teaspoonfuls of horseradish sauce, some sour cream, lots of cracked pepper, and then that's a bit of salt, and that's your, that's really, it's not a dressing as such because it's quite solid. And then you can quenelle that, you know, if you want to take two spoons and sort of make it into a nice little oval and have that on one side, or you could press that into a little mould. And have some, you know, if you're a bit, because you know, you might as well be fancy on Christmas Day.
Absolutely. And then you could have that with a bit of like wheaten bread or that kind of thing, would you?
I would, yeah, definitely. Or if you want to go retro, a wee bit of Melba toast, you know, is always nice, isn't it?
What's Melba toast again?
That's where you split the toast the bread and then split it in half.
Oh,
and
the
then
wee
toast
thin
it again.
Toast.
Yeah, I quite like that.
Yeah, so, very fancy.
Yeah. Yeah,
you'd need a good
70s.
Sharp knife and have somebody responsible standing by.
Exactly, yeah. And take the crusts off. Don't try to cut it with the crusts on.
No, definitely not.
But that's a nice simple one, and it's just, you know, something you can make the dressing up beforehand. You can have your radishes pickled before and then just put it on the plate and just fire it out, John.
That sounds gorgeous.
You know, that's,
so that's smoked crispy Parma ham and griddled pears with shaved celery, mm-hmm. blue cheese and walnut salad. And then the smoked salmon as well. Recipes on the website. Pickled radish, smoked salmon with pickled radish and beetroot, horseradish and apple cream. Oh, recipes on the website. Cooking with Paula podcast in the afternoon. Paula, listen, thank you so much for everything,
John.
Through the year and all the rest.
Okay, and happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas to you too.
I hope you get your turkey sorted.
Hope so.
That's it from this week's Cooking with Paula McIntyre podcast. For more clips and galleries from the John Toll Show, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio Ulster. And there are loads more BBC podcasts available at bbc.co.uk/podcasts.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Do you ever feel like your brain is on overdrive? And your mind is constantly racing? The plans, worries, and to-do lists are never ending. Calm can help your mind take a break from the noise by softening anxiety symptoms in the moment and helping you cope with day-to-day stressors. Calm is the number one app for sleep and meditation, giving you the power to calm your mind and change your life. Their meditations range to fit your needs each day, from anxiety and stress, relaxation and focus, to building habits and taking care of your physical well-being. They even have expert-led talks on topics such as tips for overcoming stress and anxiety, handling grief, improving self-esteem, caring for relationships, and more. For listeners of the show, Calm is offering an exclusive offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/stressless. Go to calm.com/stressless for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/stressless.